You're listening to LA Theater Bites review of William Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors at the Indie Shakes Free Shakespeare Festival in Griffin Park, August 5th through September 6th, 2026. Indie Shakes tackles one of Shakespeare's earliest works in Comedy of Errors, setting it in the late 1940s. The show has a musical edge of original songs, slapstick comedy, and a touching ending that makes it all worthwhile. Antipholus and his servant Dromio find themselves in a myriad of troubling situations in the Mediterranean city of Ephesus, but have no idea why in this comical farce about family and belonging. Summertime for some might mean vacation, the beach, for others it means staying in. It's getting too hot, and for others it's finding a chair or a blanket, going under the stars and watching Shakespeare in the Park, something Indie Shakes has been doing in Griffin Park for more than a decade. Nestled at the Dell, the performance space is on a slope, and I love how they moved the platforms in a way that created some unique angles for the performers to come in from. The mystery of how people would come in and out was a lot of fun, and it works well with the comical nature of the play. It even works better when you think of the Mediterranean, with places like Greece where some of the cities are on hills. What a splendid way to use the natural atmosphere around them. Wonderful projection from these actors. Could hear every word from this cast. The joke, a big part of what makes this play work. For modern audiences, it can get rather predictable, but what I like about this production, in particular with the added original music, with an excellent backing band, and singer Kayleen Ung, who also plays the chanteuse in the show. The music performances give a tiny break from the lunacy, and then the ending moments between Egon, played by Lorenzo Gonzalez, and the abbess, played by Melissa Chalsma, was just so touching. My heart melted a little bit after that. That being said, while Comedy of Errors for sure shows the promise of young Shakespeare, deeper storylines get buried in a way by the relentless gags. Patrick Baptiste and Brent Charles acting in this was a great foil to the much sillier antics of the Dromios played by Brian Tran and Trinidad Sandoval, a relationship that was crucial in making much of this work. And Shuka Shaw plays Perdita, an added character to the play, brings a funny back and forth between the band that helps integrate some of the newer adapted elements into the show. My recommendation, it's summer, it's out in nature, bug sprays, very important. They have some treats like Shakespeare cookies and chips. But even better, I saw plenty of people bring their own food and drinks and make a picnic out of it. If money is a factor, and it often is, can't go wrong with Comedy of Errors. And that's no joke. I give Comedy of Errors an 8.2 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommend it. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.